Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You've got Melissa Kay with us. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning, good morning.
Seth Habhager.
I'm here as well.
And me. We are going to have some fun this hour. We've got Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We're also going to be joined by Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to all these things.
Yeah.
It's good stuff right here. We got a good show lined up for you. This is a little bit ahead of the game. Now, Melissa and I were talking a little bit about this yesterday as far as businesses or places like putting out Christmas stuff early or Halloween stuff out early. Or
any
of these things.
Them guys.
Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. If you felt pumpkin spice lattes arriving in August was too soon, this is really going to bug you. Butterball just released a bunch of predictions for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Can it be a prediction if something is 3 months away? Like, and it's going to, I mean, by the law of averages, these things are going to change.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's, I predict you will have turkey.
Yeah, right.
In fact, we hope you do. Yes.
Yeah. Especially, it's a requirement.
Yeah.
I predict that you will also want to sleep right after that turkey. You're going to want to nap.
You may even watch a football game.
Stuffing and potatoes and green beans and, you know.
Right. What do they call it? The itis. The itis gets you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So with it being almost 3 months away, take this with a grain of salt. Maybe take it with a grain of salt.
Very good.
He
is on fire today, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate my writers. I really do. I need new writers. I'm hiring new writers.
Get out of your head, James. Out of your head.
Maybe because Labor Day is the unofficial start of fall, that's where some of these things are, businesses are coming from with this. But let's take a look at some of these stats and let's have some fun with this. 90% of Americans plan to celebrate Thanksgiving this year. It's been lower than that the past 2 years because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually kind of cool.
That's
to
a
hear.
Good thing. Yep.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
I do want to regardless if you how you celebrate Thanksgiving or the what you talk about that day or how you acknowledge the literal day or what the day is about or any of that is to each their own. Every household is different.
Yep.
But you really got to have like something against a day to not like take the day. Just take the day. I'll never forget this when they were trying to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday. Mm-hmm. And you had Arizona, the state of Arizona, coming out of the woodwork. Oh, we're not going to do this. We're not going to make it a federal holiday. Like, how much do you got to really hate somebody to not take a day off of work? Like, it's not like you got to go and talk like you got to read a Martin Luther King biography that day. Like, you can do whatever you want that day. Like, just take the day off.
It's just another day off. Nobody should argue with that.
Like, there's racism, and then there's just like, my God, like, what is wrong with you? Like, just take the day. I don't know how much you got to dislike Thanksgiving to not celebrate. I would think that 100% of Americans are going to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, I would think. I don't know. 85% will serve turkey. No data yet on which sides were served.
Okay. No data yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which side's worse? Well, it's 3 months away, people.
Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and again, Butterball releasing this.
Come
survey,
on, yeah. So, you want to make sure they get the turkey in there.
Although, I will say, not everybody has a Nana like I did. Because my Nana knew I did not like turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So every single Thanksgiving of my life, that woman made a little bit of pasta for her and I, like a little bit of rigatone, and that's what we would have.
No wonder you're so messed up. No,
yeah, I am. I am incredibly messed up. Oh, and it is a part of the reason. Yeah.
And yet still so patriotic.
Yeah.
It's a weird mix.
It is definitely my wheelhouse.
Any more? Is there anything more American than pasta? I don't think so.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Here's number three on the list. Expect slightly more first-time hosts this November.
Mm-hmm.
Up 4% from last year, so a lot of young people will be hosting.
Hmm. Okay, that's cool. Yeah,
that is cool.
I think that is one of my favorite things about these holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, is the new hosts. I've never really gotten to do that and always wanted to do that, like have a place to do that. And I always think that's fun. I also can't imagine what that's like to do that, so to actually take that on.
It's a lot of work, you know. So Beth and I have done it a few times, and it can be a lot of work, but man, it is so rewarding, and it's a lot of fun. So absolutely,
it is a lot of fun, and I would recommend for first time hosts to delegate some of the dishes. Like if you make the turkey, have your aunt bring the stuffing, and your you know, your other aunt bring the potatoes, and your uncle bring the green beans. Because those are simple,
and not just a can. You actually have to make. You have to make it. Here, I brought the beans.
That was good. That was good. I was gonna. I was all ready to say what a great bit of advice that was, but that was too funny of a joke.
What do you mean, bring the pie? I brought the filling.
Yeah. Come on.
He literally. You're always assigned the paper plates, man. Yeah. Why do I always got to bring the paper plates?
Or he literally brings a pie crust. Like that's it. Like just a pie crust. Like.
And then there's the uncle. But no, actually, I can cook. Let me bring something.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be me. I can cook okay. I would like want to cook. Melissa, have you done that before? Hosted one of these kind of events?
Probably not Thanksgiving, but I've hosted like an engagement party. You know, had some kind of big parties. I also, you know, it was a total flop. No, it wasn't. Okay, it wasn't. The food was late because everybody showed up and. I was just starting to cook, and my aunts walked into the kitchen. They're like, all right, so how can we help? I'm like, well, I need you to peel carrots. And they're like, wait, you haven't started? I'm like, well, I had a lot of other things to do. The cake is done.
We'll start with dessert today. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, there was rum in it. It was a Hawaiian-themed engagement party, nice. And it was the most amazing cake. Like, seriously amazing. Oh.
I think well, it sounded like you had some experience with this, so that's why I was going to you. I thought that was really good advice you had and a great story.
Yeah,
I think though, in a way, in a roundabout way, you may have just figured out a way to counter this. If you are a first time host and you're not confident it's going to go well, alcohol. People won't remember. People will remember how it goes.
Let the booze flow.
You know, I mean,
serve that first.
Yeah. You know, everybody be in a good spirits, and you know, everything should be fine.
But man, that was the greatest Thanksgiving ever.
There you go.
But that experience is why I say have other people bring dishes too, so it's not all on you as the first time host.
Exactly.
I mean, like you can make a couple that you're either comfortable with or one that you're not and want to take on, like a turkey, because a turkey is kind of a big. You know, big deal. No bird about that.
I mean,
you can spread out those other dishes and have everybody bring something.
Yeah.
To our head of production over here, I need a wah-wah over here.
Wah-wah.
The old trombone. that was good, though. I liked it. I thought it was funny. Final one on this list. Most people say inflation is a concern, but it won't prevent them from celebrating. 24% might cook more than more from scratch, though. 8% might invite fewer people. And 15% might go with more of a potluck Thanksgiving, which sounds similar to what you guys were kind of touching on.
Exactly.
There. Mel brought up. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's right. That is a good way of doing it.
It is, but it's also a good idea to like have a shared document or something so you know what everybody's bringing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Everybody doesn't show up with, you know, three things of stuffing and six things of buns, and you're like, well, where's the meat?
It finally happened. Everyone brought Jell-O salad.
Yeah, you know? Everybody shows up with a pumpkin pie.
Yeah,
everybody,
exactly.
And booze. Yeah. Best Thanksgiving ever.
Have you ever had pumpkin pie flambé?
I can't.
Let's light it on fire.
I can't think of Thanksgiving and not think of a Charlie Brown Christmas. And this sounds, and some of the things that you guys are talking about bringing other, you know, others bringing items and that kind of stuff, I immediately think of the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
Or Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And with that's very in line with, you know, a lot of the traditional telling of Thanksgiving, of many people bringing many items.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're even making more of the holiday.
Yeah.
More about the holiday.
I think it's great, yeah.
Do you guys do the thing, we've done this in our family as long as I can remember, where you got to go around and say something you're thankful for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do that just about every year.
I like doing it. I think that's probably my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
When I was going to Thanksgivings with my in-laws when I was married, I think that by the time you got to sitting down to eat the food, there was just too much alcohol consumed to be thankful for anything.
I'm thankful for my friend booze.
I'm thankful my glass is full.
I'm going to be marrying Boo soon.
I'm thankful I'm not sitting next to Kenny. But no, that's legit.
Yeah,
it sounded a little real.
Yeah,
he told me I had cafeteria lady arms. Okay, I don't like the guy.
Yeah, understandable.
It's not cool.
It's not. I don't even know what that means.
Just met him.
It's not.
No,
cool.
I don't know what it means either.
No idea how to take that hit. Like, I don't know if that's what that means.
You mean I'm strong and I can belt you across the face with them? Yes, right? Then. Right? Yeah.
I will say that while I think it sounds like my family was not alone in that, I'm guessing, Seth, your family or other families out there didn't heckle each other, because that's what we did. Like, it was outside of, like, my nan and pop, like, you got heckled from this. Oh, that's all you can come up with? Or, oh, what a lame answer, James. Come on, Jimmy.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just this is Dagos, though. This is Italians. This is how we treat each other.
I didn't realize the competition was that high.
Yeah.
Even then, it's like, oh, you're not thankful enough, you know.
These are the same people that can't, like, they're yelling "I love you" at you, and you can't tell if they're angry or they really do love you.
I love you!
Yeah, that's how it is. We will take a quick commercial break, come back and do some celebrating. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner for you on Mornings on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and our friends at Misty's. If you're hungry right now, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fun with this one today. And while Seth doesn't get a chance to pick the number all the time, there's something about Melissa being on location that I kind of want to have her do it. So, Mel, give me a 1 through 3.
Ha-ha, right hand, I win. Sorry, 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Okay, I picked 2.
Okay, there we go. That gives us our qualifier. Thank you, Melissa. So we go right into the celebrate, and we kick things off actually with a belated birthday. We had one that yesterday that we did not get until late last night. So we want to wish a very happy belated birthday to Verla Yankovic.
Happy birthday, Verla.
Birthday, Verla. That's a beautiful name.
That is one of the more beautiful names I've ever said on the air.
Yeah.
Verla Yankovic.
Very, very unique, too. I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Now, I believe Pam will agree with me on this one as my co-creator with the Misty's Menu here and everything. Verla's going to get right in. We're going to put her into the
qualifying. Her,
she's going to go into the qualifying. Now, for today, we do also want to wish a very happy birthday to Cammie Shamblin.
Happy birthday, Cammie.
Happy birthday.
It's another good name, Cammie. I like
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, celebrating their birthday, Chuck Brody.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday.
Chuck, enjoy your day. Again, good name, Chuck Brody. That's
Chuck
a good
Brody.
Name right there. It's
sounds
a good,
like an action
name.
Hero,
it does,
right?
It does. Sounds exactly like an action. Chuck is going to qualify along with Verla, and congratulations to them. And thank you to everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Info at WFHR or James at WFHR. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you. And keep on listening tomorrow when we announce Misty's Menu Certificate Winner of the Month. Tomorrow morning.
That's tomorrow. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ah, so exciting. So exciting.
We're looking forward to it. Now, maybe you're like, well, but what about September? Well, get those birthdays to us for September, and you could be a qualifier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, growing up, I had my favorite position in football was kick and punt returner, but I was a receiver, so I was immediately to this day get glued to wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Rice is the GOAT.
Yep.
And I grew up watching Jerry Rice like you, Seth, and that.
Yeah.
So Jerry was always my guy. I haven't had a favorite player, a favorite wide receiver like that since until Larry Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Fitzgerald is celebrating his 39th birthday today, Minnesota's own.
Yeah.
Midwest's own.
Yes.
It went to Pittsburgh. Larry mm-hmm. Fitzgerald, you'll notice, when not only being one of the greatest wide receivers of all time, first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe.
Yep.
Game changer in the playoff run that they had with the Cardinals when Kurt Warner was that quarterback.
Yep.
I have to this day never seen a wide receiver change a football game like he did in that Super Bowl. But one of the cooler things, Larry's dad was a sports writer.
That's right.
And Larry had a chance to, like, as a young kid, like, be a bat boy for the Minnesota Twins and mm-hmm. things like that. But he was so close with his mother. And his mother died of cancer when he was in school. And his mom loved his hair. loved his hair. And she kind of like on her deathbed kind of asked him like, in a teasing way, sort of like, mm-hmm. honey, don't you ever cut that hair. And Larry is never going to cut that hair.
Yep.
Like, that is why, like, a lot of guys have dreads, and some of it's fashion, some of it's this, it's that. Every time I see Larry Fitzgerald, I think about that. And I think it's so dang cool.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Also, one of the greatest plays I've ever seen in football, in sports, period. The Cardinals are marching down the field in his last year. It's his last year of playing, and they're trying to win this game. And anybody that knows football, the two-minute offense, 30 seconds left in the game, everything's rushed. The quarterback is got to set the ball, got to place the ball in a certain spot so the ref can get it going and we can get the play on. This is all happening. Everything's all this chaos. Larry Fitzgerald, the wide receiver, runs to grab the ball and puts it in the spot for the quarterback. He did this three times on that drive.
Wow.
Like, just the
I've never seen that
thing.
Before.
Never. And I don't think I'll ever see it again.
Yep.
Like, just the way that he, like, there's team guys, and then there's guys like Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
One of the greatest to ever do it.
Did he play, now correct me if I'm wrong, James, he played his entire career with the Cardinals, is that correct?
Yeah.
Again, but to your point, loyal. He was a Cardinal through and through his entire career.
Yeah.
He could have left. He could have gone anywhere he wanted.
Yeah.
He stayed there.
Just one of the greats there.
Yep.
Jeff Hardy is 45, a WWE superstar.
All right.
Chris Tucker is 51.
Wow.
Certainly famous from the Rush Hour movies and the Friday movies. And I can't believe Chris Tucker's in his 50s. That's surprising.
He's 50 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I feel old.
Doesn't look a day over 35.
No,
he looks great.
Yeah, he really does. And he's just darn funny, too.
I like his comedy a
lot. Me too.
His timing is spot on.
He and Jackie Chan worked really, really good together and became pretty good friends.
In the Rush Hour films, yeah.
And I loved him in The Fifth Element.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
That stole the show. I forgot about that.
Great call, Melissa. Nicely done. I forgot all about that, and he stole the show in that.
Yes, he did.
So many of those scenes.
With the flower, like, suit that he had on with the roses. It was so cool.
It was good. His hair in that was good.
Oh, it was amazing,
So Ruby Road.
Get this. I don't know why this seems so weird to me, but Chris Tucker's 51, Debbie Gibson, 52. I wouldn't have thought that those two would be so close in age. I don't know why.
I think it's because Debbie Gibson had so much success so young. She was so young when she first had big hits and stuff. It just seems like she's been around forever because of that.
Lost in Your Eyes, Shake Your Love, Only in My Dreams. But they also reference here that she was in Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus. Something new. I don't know what that is.
Ooh, that sounds like a B movie, Lauren, I need to watch.
Yeah, I think that's your guy.
I was going to say, that's a Mel movie right there.
Yeah, that's on your list.
Mel movie. Come on, I don't watch that many movies.
Yeah, Mel movie.
Just because I like Lamageddon.
Too late. You've been tagged.
Seth, you have to see Lamageddon. It's so good.
Only if there's a riff track for it.
Yeah, there will be.
Only if we get to watch it with you.
Richard Gere is 73.
Really?
Oh, great. What an actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
An actor's actor, really.
Oh, well said.
Yes.
An Officer and a Gentleman, American Gigolo, Pretty Woman. He doesn't work that much anymore. He was back in 2019 in a British series, Mother, Father, Son. Just doesn't have to. He's done a lot more with a lot more for Freeing Tibet and a lot of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's put much more of his focus on that kind of like work. But he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of my favorites, honestly. Who's my teenage crush?
I think my mom similar. I think it was the same for her. But also, I think that his best work came later in his career, even though those movies I just mentioned were all earlier.
Yeah.
And I think most people would say, Officer and a Gentleman, his best work.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to push against that. Him and Louis Gossett were really something in that movie. But I loved him in Chicago. I really liked him in Chicago. I really liked him in the movie Primal Fear.
That's the one I was trying to think of. Thank you. That is an amazing film, and he does a great job in that movie.
Edward Norton is literally scary in that movie.
He's freaking,
he's
terrifying.
Like, I don't get freaked out by many things. His performance in that, and it's not a horror movie. It's a law story. It's just a crime drama. But his performance is so good. Richard Gere was very good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned something. His middle name is Tiffany.
Really?
Huh. Wow.
Richard Tiffany Gear.
Awesome.
Van Morrison is 77.
Wow.
Oh, Domino.
Gosh. Brown Eyed Girl, Gloria, Wild Night.
Moondance.
They are saying Van Morrison genius, and I've never thought about that before, but I won't push against that. I think we throw that word around a little too much, but I'm not gonna. I really Van Morrison's so darn talented. Yeah. I'm not gonna push against that too much. And he's 77.
I didn't know he's from Northern Ireland.
Yes,
that's correct. Yep.
That's cool.
let's see here. Some people no longer with us. In both of these guys, legends. Buddy Hackett, born on this day in 1924, passed away in 2003. Old school comedy legend. He did the voice of Scuttle in the Little Mermaid movies for younger audiences. He was Herbie in The Love Bug.
Yep.
I mean, if you don't know any of Buddy Hackett's work, do yourself a favor, Google him, search him, look it up, and just look into a little of his work, because I think it still holds up a lot of it.
Yeah, it does.
His comedic timing sure does.
Yes.
His voice acting sure does, so that's for sure.
Here's kind of a deep cut for that. If you've ever watched the comedy classic, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, he teams up with Mickey Rooney in that movie, and they are hilarious together.
So good.
That's
so good.
It's a great movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
One of the sneaky better parts of that movie is that scene right there. Yeah. the great James Corbin. Born in this day in 1928, passed away in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
James Corbin, many may know him, especially younger audiences, as Henry J. Waternoose, the evil CEO of Monsters, Inc., and as Mr. Crisp. He was also the voice of Mr. Crisp. He was the guy trying to shut down the school in Sister Act 2.
Yeah.
But for many of us, he will always be Pat Garrity from the legendary classic, a Western, the 1973, I believe, Western, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Yep.
With Kris Kristofferson.
Yes.
One of my favorite Westerns of all time.
And Bob Dylan makes an appearance in that, too, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
Yeah.
The movie gave us the song Knocking on Heaven's Door.
That's right. Because Dylan wrote that for the soundtrack.
I only remembered that because you said that about Bob Dylan. Yeah. If you had a Western you were doing and you had like the town sheriff or even the keeper of the saloon or something, like James Corbin was your guy.
Yeah.
Like he was the guy. He was the first call. Now it's kind of like Ian McShane. Like nowadays, you know,
that you kind need of your grizzled actors.
Yep.
You need those guys who just play those rough and tumble guys. Yeah.
Sam Waterston. No. That's not who I'm
Sam
thinking.
Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Yeah.
Very grizzled. Yes.
Yes. Like those are your go-to guys for that role. Like, I also think it's kind of cool that Westerns are still being made.
They are. Like, it's great.
When I was a kid, they were talking about it like it was going to fade away and they were going to die out.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think I'm such a sucker for Westerns, so I think they're still cool that it's being made. One more time, we want to wish a very happy belated birthday to Verla Yankovic.
Happy birthday, Verla.
Happy birthday.
Yep, you're an automatic qualifier, Verla. And also a happy birthday to Cammie Shamblin.
Happy birthday,
Cammie. Yeah, enjoy your day, Cammie. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Chuck Brody.
Congratulations, Chuck, and happy birthday.
Be listening tomorrow when we announce the winner for August for Misty's Menu. That winner's going to win two lunches, two pieces of pie from Misty's Menu. That's a pretty sweet deal.
That's an excellent deal.
That's awesome.
And stick around. We got Melissa's news coming up, and we want to see you head over to Misty's. Get on over there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great morning from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Getting funky around here. Mornings on WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're having some fun this morning and had a good time with our birthday and anniversary club. Looking forward to having a good time with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley and the gang going to join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. Looking forward to that. So before we do that, though, wanted to get into this story here. I think this is an interesting one. Actually, I'm going to touch on these because I don't not 100% when Phil will call in, so I don't want to get into a subject that's going to take us too far.
Okay.
I have like three little stories in a row here, back to back to back, but they all have a theme, and I think you'll see the theme once I'm done.
All right.
Officer rescues skunk with head stuck in peanut butter jar. Authorities in the Canadian capital came to the rescue of a skunk spotted wandering in traffic with a peanut butter jar stuck over its head.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Ottawa Bylaw and Regulatory Services, the municipal government branch responsible for enforcing local bylaws, including animal control services, said in a Twitter thread that an officer spotted the skunk wandering in a road with its head stuck in a jar. We've all been there. Come on.
We've all been there.
The officer said, was able to carefully remove the container without getting sprayed.
Nice.
That's a feat.
That is the trick.
Yeah. The post said the skunk ran away safely without issue.
Poor skunk.
Even in Canada, we don't appreciate our police officers enough.
And the peanut butter jar was licked clean.
He got everything he wanted out of that jar.
Next up, a deaf dog was rescued from a 100-foot ravine in California.
Oh, wow.
Animal rescuers in California came to the assistance of a deaf dog that fell 100 feet down a ravine near its family's property.
Wow.
The San Diego Humane Society said in a Facebook post that an officer responded Monday when the 8-year-old Australian shepherd named Hobo fell down the ravine while a fence was being constructed around his family's home.
Wow. That's amazing.
The officer climbed down to reach the dog and had to call for help from the Humane Society's emergency response team to get Hobo back up where he belonged.
Mm.
Hobo was reunited with his family at the end of the 4-hour rescue.
Nice.
Wow. That was wonderful. Right, yeah. Good point, Mel. And a great video to go along with that, too.
Mm. Hobo, by the way, great name for a dog.
Yeah, really good name.
I love that.
Really good name, but you also got to kind of expect that the dog is going to take off at some point. I mean,
hobos are known for wandering, right?
Yeah. You did name him Hobo. I mean, you did.
Yeah, he asked for it.
He had his bindle. You know, he was ready to go. Yes. Yep.
I love the picture of a dog with one of the little bindles. Yeah. I seriously, when my parents moved up to Rapids to live with me and my sister again here, I had a couple weeks there where we weren't getting along, and I was going to run away. And I literally went out in the backyard looking for a long wooden stick.
To be able to tie your stuff to?
Yes. Oh. I'm outside looking for it, and I'm telling my dad what I'm going to do. And my dad's like, why don't you just grab a suitcase? Not, no, Jimmy, don't run away. No, Jimmy, we want you to stay. None of this. No, Jimmy, why don't you just grab a suitcase?
Let me give you some helpful hints.
Yeah, yeah.
Your dad is nothing if not practical. So, you know.
He's a practical guy.
Just wants to help you out.
Oh, my goodness.
Animal services officers responded to a South Carolina elementary school when students encountered an unusual prospective pupil, a runaway goat.
Oh, no.
Colton County Animal Services said officers responded Tuesday morning when a goat was found at a Northside Elementary School.
Oh, my.
Animal Services posted a photo of the goat to Facebook, and the owner soon came forward. The owner said the goat must have climbed a fence during the night to escape its enclosure.
That goat is the goat of fence climbing. Yes.
Nicely done. Goats do this, though. Goats climb fences a lot.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're
climbers.
Very good at it, yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was some uncommon knowledge or not.
Yeah,
you guys
yes.
know your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I also think this elementary school, if they don't already have a mascot, you got it now.
You got it. You're goats. Yep, you've got the goat, guys.
You are the goats. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, what a great name. Maybe years ago that wouldn't have been the greatest nickname for your school or something, but now that the term, like, what a goat means, like the goat greatest of all time,
has completely changed, right? Yeah.
Because, you know, when the saying, like, oh, we got your goat, where did that come from? And that's like a negative kind.
That's a negative one,
Whereas now it's, oh, that's the goat.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time.
She's the goat.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
I just think that is pretty cool. And if you notice the theme there with all of those, all stories involving mostly police officers, but different people coming into action, humane societies and helping animals.
Mm-hmm.
It also makes me feel like, are animals just doing this for attention? Are we not paying enough attention to the animal kingdom? Is that what this is all coming back to?
They all want their 3-picture deal. What can we say? You know,
They already reign supreme in social media for the most part.
True.
That's true.
Really
they want to get paid now.
Title. Yeah.
It is time now for one of everybody's favorite features, certainly one of ours. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our friends at Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Oh, great.
We're doing good.
Doing good, Phil. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. You know, I used to run the Wood County Humane Society, so I know all about the animals wanting attention.
Phil, I'm not going to lie to you.
They deserve it.
I love when things connect, and I could not help knowing that I was going to have you on the air in these animal stories. I'm not going to lie. I kind of did that a little intentionally.
Right.
We could spend several hours on animal stories.
I couldn't imagine, especially just you, the animal stories you have, I'm sure. Yeah. Phil, what is your word? I want to give this floor to you. What is your word for today?
Oh, yeah. The Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is jaunty.
Jaunty. That's a good one.
A-U-N-T-Y.
Ooh. Ooh, that's
meaning
a good one.
Being lively, cheerful, or maybe even self-confident.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we have a very jaunty team here at Quality Plus Printing. Sometimes I would say a little too jaunty.
Hey, Phil, I had I talked to a handful of listeners this weekend, and they really enjoyed this segment. One of them did ask, though, if we could spell the word out when it's a word like this. So if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah, you bet. J-A-U-N-T-Y.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil.
Jaunty.
That's a fun one. That's a fun one. That's great. Phil, how are things going over at Quality Plus?
Oh, really good. Oh, it's going to be another beautiful day. You know, we've had a really good sales month again. I can't thank our customers enough. It's just fun.
Right on.
It's a fun job.
I got to say, we've known each other for quite a while, Phil, and I don't know if I've ever seen you more like this kind of happy. Anybody that knows Phil knows he's a good guy. He's got a positive attitude and everything, but I haven't seen you like this kind of happy before, man. I can't tell you how happy I am for you and your family when it comes to that, brother.
Oh, thank you. No, I appreciate that. It's really been a family affair. I have a lot of weekends they're in the back room helping me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
My in-laws are back there, and I just have to feed them once they're on. They come out for sunshine, and then they go back.
Right on.
He'll work for food.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a surprise for our family, you know, and that's what owning a business is all about, right? You're putting your name on the line, and
you
want to do it for people, and if you're doing it right, you take a lot of pride in it. And I think my family and the amazing staff I have here, I'm just blessed, so. Keep it coming.
One of the reasons we love saying buy local, support local is because we have so many great local businesses in town that do incredibly good work. Quality Plus Printing is one of them. I encourage you to head on over there and check them out. I did want to do something really quick here, if you don't mind. So along with working at the Humane Society and being a part of WRCT and so many other things that Phil Hartley, Phil is known for, Phil, of course, worked in radio a bit, too, right here at this own station. And so Phil is it's not a foreign concept to Phil to try experiments and doing different things. Phil, we are trying something with Melissa right now where she's on location calling in from on a clean feed thing. And I was just curious if you two are able to interact. Phil is on the phone. She is on clean feed. Are you guys hearing each other? I'll let you just talk to each other for a second here.
Hi, Phil. I can hear you just fine.
Yes, I can hear you loud.
Yes.
It works. Right. Yeah, all right.
Cool. All right. Very cool. Thank you, guys.
The new tech team.
It's going really good.
Yeah.
That was one of those little hiccups that I wasn't sure of. Now we know. Thank you very much, Phil.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
I thought I was going to have to name that tune or something.
No.
Next week.
Yeah.
Next week. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. Say hi to the gang over there for us, okay?
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, have a great day, everyone.
You too. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Phil.
Join Phil and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now till 4, open most days till 4. Give them a call at 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Quality Plus Printing can also be found at their website, qpprinting.com. And make sure to like their Facebook page. Follow along with that. Great way to keep up to date on all the great things that they got going over there at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. And, what is this that I see here? Quality Plus Printing is also a sponsor of Play Makers? How interesting. You should check that show out on Mondays from 10 to 11.
Yes, you should.
Please check out the show. It's a lot of fun. We love the show. We will take a quick commercial break. We will be back with more. Seth, Mel, and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Morning, Seth.
Good morning.
And we one more time want to send a shout out to Phil and the gang at Quality Plus Printing. Thank you so much for calling in. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Just got a text from somebody that really loved the segment. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, and I got to say, the most often that I've heard that word is about how you wear your hat.
Yeah.
It's at a jaunty angle.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Go right hand.
I hadn't thought of that. You're right. Yeah.
No one wears hats at jaunty angles anymore. That's the problem.
Right.
No.
We need more hats.
Yeah.
Preferably at jaunty angles.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We have some entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to get into the top things couples bicker about at home.
Ooh.
We got that one. And I really want to dive into this one right here. Have your political views ever changed?
Mm-hmm.
How do most people answer this?
Okay.
You know, I think there is some encouragement to take from this one here. And I didn't necessarily think that when I first walked into the article. It seems like no one budges on politics anymore. But a new poll found maybe you can still change someone's mind.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't like that wording. Maybe they can change their own mind.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I agree.
Broaden their horizons. Take in other opinions and aspects of issues.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea of, I'm going to change somebody's mind about this. I think almost going into any situation that way is, you're almost defeating. You're defeating. Mm-hmm. You're defeated before you even start a conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 78% of us say our opinions have evolved on at least one of these issues we're about to mention.
Okay.
And that's incredibly encouraging. Almost 80% of the population.
80%, yes.
That's pretty encouraging. I also hope that encourages others to be a little more open-minded.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And take things in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it is your brain. Just because you take in new information does not mean that that's going to change you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a friend one of my first friends I made out here in Rome. And he was a great guy. And I was going to go over to his house and play. And then his parents, his mother called up and said that he didn't want me coming over there, or didn't want me coming over because they found out I was Jewish. And they were afraid I was trying to convert him.
Oh, good grief.
I was 10. No, I'm sorry. I was 13. Now, for one, let me just let everybody know out there, our numbers are good. We're cool. We don't need to do that. We're fine. The meetings, to be honest with you, the meetings are a little bit kind of like over. Like
they're a little
anyway.
Crowded as
yeah,
it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, but also, that has never happened in human history. Nobody is interested in doing that. And I feel like that's pretty safe to say for almost every creed, every religion and all that. There's you change your mind. Nobody changes your mind for you. So taking in new information, whatever the subject may be, is not necessarily a bad thing. You never know what you might bring you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at these 11 topics that that people are more are open to changing their mind about. Number one on the list, foreign policy. 42% of people said that their opinion has changed over the years about foreign policy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's wow. That's pretty good.
Mm. Well, and that probably has to do with the availability of information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two on the list, drugs. 40% of people have changed their opinion about that. There is many ways we could take that, but I'm looking at this as more along the lines of, because I think you could talk about CBDs or the legalization of marijuana becoming more and more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time before every state has legalized it to some degree.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. It is the lesser of evils in some degrees. It is also freeing up our court systems and our jails. Oh, and by the way, ask Colorado how much money you can make off of it.
Yeah.
Because within a year, Colorado was out of, they were out of debt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if anything else, let's not forget the fact of what it does for our ag industry, our farmers and that. But I'm not necessarily looking that part of it. I'm thinking of that we are paying more attention to the opioid crisis, to fentanyl, to these things.
Yes.
We're more in tune with this, with society. We're talking about drugs more.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be when we were kids, the three of us, when we were kids, drugs, like a lot of other subjects, we talked about like this.
Right. What did we hear? Say no to drugs.
Bad.
Yeah, that's all we heard.
That's it.
Yep.
End of conversation.
Yep.
And what happens when you tell a teenager not to do something? How good? What did the Say No campaign do? Like it didn't do. We have found that talking about these things, having an open conversation, makes it much more less likely for kids to do drugs or any of these things.
Yeah,
and that's not where this whole thing is. That's a wide subject and a lot of
it's very big, complex.
Just kind of focusing in one area. Number three on the list, healthcare. 35% of people have changed their opinions about healthcare.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. That is a big
very
one.
Very, very divisive thing.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah, right? You wouldn't think it would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I was like, huh, what? All right.
Healthcare is a human right? Whoa.
Yeah. Concept.
This one's an interesting one. Number four, the death penalty. 33% of people have changed their opinion about that.
Wow, a third of the people. Yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah, wow, yeah.
That is.
Number five, immigration. 31% of people have changed their opinion about that one.
Okay. Hmm. Wow.
Interesting.
Hmm. Number six, same-sex marriage. 29% said that their opinion on this has changed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. I've met a few people who've told me about their changes in those things. It's really interesting to hear people's stories when they change their thoughts and their ideas about that. It's really interesting. Yeah.
Number seven, gun control. Almost 29%, and really they're saying they might as well be 30% of people have changed their opinion about gun control. One of the bigger things has been in the last 5 years that has that has really risen up and changed quite a bit. I should say what has risen up is the change in thought about it.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
Number eight on the list, racial discrimination. 27% of people have changed their opinion about that.
Okay.
The thing that I find encouraging about that one is I've got a lot more people than I've ever had. I've literally dealt with anti-Semitism or racism or any of these kind of things as long as I have been walking this planet. Mm-hmm. One of my earliest memories is a kid calling me the K word. I have been dealing with this for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. Never in my life, though, has it been better as far as allies. And when I say allies, I don't mean my fellow Jews. Yeah, of course, I would think so.
You would hope so, right?
Yeah. Although a lot of self-deprecating Jews out there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I'm one of them. So, but no, I'm talking about people like Seth, people like Melissa, people like got no skin in the game. You don't have to. You don't necessarily just because we're friends doesn't mean that you have to root for Jews or right. have our back or something like that. The numbers have risen on that one.
It's true.
And I will say to those still holding on to those old World War II thoughts and everything like that, you're outnumbered. You're outnumbered, and those days are long gone.
Yeah.
If there's any one of these subjects that I feel confident in saying that, I'm not saying that we're going to get rid of anti-Semitism, racism, or anything like that, but I really genuinely believe in my heart that this is something that the numbers are going to dwindle the more and more we have a society, the more and more the human race is on this planet, these things are going to dwindle. If for any other reason, go ahead and try to find somebody pure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Even if you are a skinhead or something like that out there, take a look at your own. Do a DNA test.
Yeah, yes. Do any DNA test. You might be surprised.
You're not going to be very happy about the results.
Nope.
So, there's a lot of reasons for that, but I am encouraged by those numbers.
Yeah.
Number nine, abortion. 27% of people have changed their opinion on that.
Well, that one's surprising considering the divisive that it can get when you talk just to talk about it, you know.
Yeah.
It's how people do that, but that's pretty impressive. Well, 27. Wow. That's real. I thought that'd be lower than that.
There's a lot of misinformation out there about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the more we're talking about it, the more truthful information people are learning.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Melissa. I also think the catch to that is that there's also a rise in misinformation.
True.
And dissecting between those. And that's a case by case. That's a person by person basis.
Is.
You've got to take the personal responsibility to be able to figure that out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change at number 10. 27% of people have also. So racial discrimination, abortion, and climate change, all 27% of people have changed their opinions on this.
Interesting. Okay. Wow.
And this, I think, while all of these are a great conversation to have, I think this last one is the most fascinating to me. Free speech. 17% of people said that their views have changed. Now, if you notice, nobody's saying they've changed one way or the other, just that they have changed. I'm curious to know where you would go on free speech, like what your angle on this one is. Because I have such a hard time believing that somebody would be against free speech.
Yeah, or, you know, it's kind of funny that that's one of those things that I think we mostly took for granted.
Yeah.
Especially in this country where we've had it for so, you know, this kind of free speech for so long that on every side of the you know, of any whatever political spectrum you're from, it's a given that you have that ability. So you're got a great point there. It's like, what does that mean? We're changing one way to the other? I don't know. I don't know. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, but there's a difference between free speech and being able to say anything. Like,
right,
sure, hate sure. speech, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be free speech.
You can't walk into a movie theater and yell fire. Yep. You know, that good old example. Phrase. Yeah. 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 So yeah, I do agree with that. I think that is noteworthy. Yes. We will take a quick commercial break, play some CBS News. We'll be back with more fun right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.